Sam McCarty joins us. Sam is the group chief executive of Ngāti Maniapoto, and of course the Maniapoto Trust Board are no more after the settlement, and now the vehicle using or being used to go forward is Te Nehe Nehe Nui. There were big celebrations in Takwiti over the weekend, the 150th anniversary of Te Tokanga Nui Anoho, the Whare Tupuna built in 1872. And also we had the visit from the Crown on Sunday. Te Rangi Waitohi, the Maniapoto settlement ceremony that was also held. Sam has been at the helm here for just a few months as the group CEO, but was certainly involved in its establishment and has a background in dairy work and has worked across in the States with Fonterra for a long time. So he's very experienced. It must be a privilege to be at the helm of a proud iwi like Ngāti Maniapoto. Nei rā te mihi kia koe, Sam, ko Dale tēnei.
Kia ora, Dale, kia ora.
Thanks,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, you go.
No, you go, e ho.
I was just going to say it is a privilege to be part of the post-settlement government entity of Te Nehe Nehe Nui, looking after the whānau of Maniapoto within the Rohe Pōtai and outside.
Absolutely. Well, it's taken a long time to get to this stage, but there was certainly overwhelming support by the people of Maniapoto to get moving, and it gives you a more sure footing to plan for the future, Sam. So there's a lot of work ahead. Firstly, reflecting back on the significance personally for you of the signing on Sunday. And as we say in these, you can't help but remember the many people who have been part of those discussions and negotiations going back a long, long way. Sam, what were some of your thoughts as the pen was put to paper, so to speak?
As I looked around the Mahu and then down across to the whānau of the Te Kuti Pā on that day, you could sense it was you could sense the tension and the emotional release of the event and the significance and that all of the people who were remembering their whānau, their tupuna, their koro kraua, the efforts that have gone in from Maniapoto, not just in the last 30 years, but across the last 160-something years, where Maniapoto has been a strong rohe. So you could really get a feel for the fact that on that day, we could now look towards Manamotu Hake and begin our journey forwards. Which is the taumaha of the challenge that we need to now start thinking about how do we go forward and best represent all of the hopes and aspirations of the tupuna of Te Nehe Nehe Nui, and then make it so that the tamariki, the mokopuna of the future can come through and have a place that is for them, that their people have, you know, tirelessly worked for the last 35 years of its existence for the Maniapoto Māori Trust Board and now Te Nehe Nehe Nui, as well as all the hard yards going back to the kawenata and before.
Thanks, Sam. It's important mahi ahead too, and I guess they'll be accompanied by fairly cautious steps. Most but not all iwi have prospered since the settlement, and the balance sheets read pretty comfortably for those who signed settlements many years ago. You'll be familiar with that, Waikato Tainui or Ngāi Tahu Ōrākei, for instance, are all big players now because they have a very strong financial base, and we know that the Māori economy now stands worth about 70 bills, so we are significant investors in our own land, as we should be. And it's feasible that Ngāti Maniapoto and other iwi will join that list of those who are contributing to this bedrock financially of the Māori economy. But it will take time. What lessons have you taken, because you're going to be leading the ship in a way, Sam, from the success or otherwise of other post-settlement iwi?
That's a really good question. We have the whakapapa, I guess you could say, of looking at the claims in the past and ensuring that we are aware, and we work very closely with Waikato Tainui and Waitahu and Ōrākei and the rest of the iwi around, and you know, as Māori, kotahitanga, whakapanaungatanga, these are two very important kaupapa that allow us to share and to be aware. Our whānau from Waikato Tainui have had 25 years on us, but, you know, we hope to look back in 25 years from now and be in a similar position where we've built value and created cultural wealth, not the concept of putia, but the cultural wealth of Maniputa, where the tikanga, the taonga, and the reo are thriving, not just within the Rohe Pōtai, but outside the Rohe Pōtai for all of those who live and wish to get access to those available resources. We've created our two entities below Te Nehenehe Nui, which is Ahu Ahu, which is our commercial arm, but more significantly, Waihikurangi, which is our charitable component, where we will intend to create and drive value for the whānau and ensure that they can see that the settlement has gone and is going into kaupapa that helps with housing, well-being, health, and looking after education and making sure that we make these things accessible to all.
Tēnā koe. Has Ahu Ahu already targeted or perhaps even made investments? Our own have brought some whenua on account, if you know what I mean here, Sam. So have you got all the pūtea available to make your next financial move, or has Ahu Ahu already in the playbook?
Yeah, we as of the 24th of November, all the assets from the settlement have now come through. Our next steps, though, are to ensure that... So Ahu Ahu isn't currently... hasn't made any moves yet. We're just putting together our a couple of the key pieces, our strategic 5-year and 2050 view, which will be going around the Rohe and also the Mutsu to touch base with all the whānau, ensure that they are aligned with us and that they're involved, and that we've taken the mahi from the road shows done earlier this year to show them that we're online with the strategic intent. And once we get through that, we'll start looking towards the future. So we've got a few things that need to be done just to tidy up the typical aspects of a post-settlement. But after that, yes, it will be full steam ahead. And our key is to ensure that we're taking the guidance from our kaumātua and from the people of Te Nehenehe Nui and ensuring that that guides us in terms of our investment opportunities and where we go next. And our whānau have been pretty clear. We want to make sure that everything heads back us back towards, you know, lifting the and holding true to the tikanga, to the taonga and the reo of Maniputa.
Well, great opportunity for the iwi. Look, just finally to Ewa, often these settlements, drawn out as they are before finally getting ink on paper from both sides, with this situation also comes a crown apology. And it has seemed over time, Sam, that is a very important aspect of the relationship going forward. How important to you personally, and do you think for the people of Maniputa, that the Crown apologises for the obvious breaches made against your people, the people of Maniputa, since the treaty was signed back in 1840?
I think the hardest part on the apology was the fact that I looked around the Mahu and across the whānau who are all seated listening, and to those who were online, and you definitely sensed that they were, the hurt was still so significant, and they weren't feeling it for themselves, they were feeling it for the fact that their tupuna had been treated so poorly. So the apology was given, and it was a point in time where we can receive that and say, okay, but that doesn't mean we forget. It doesn't mean that the treaty claim, the settlement itself, makes us whole. All it means is that we can put that piece now into the collection of our memories and now say, okay, we will move forward regardless of the raru or the hurt that's been felt. But we will never forget that, and we will ensure that that is a motivating component that drives us forwards to the prosperity for all within Te Nehenehe Nui. So, It was palpable. You could see the tears, and but you knew that the tears weren't theirs. It was the tears of the tūpuna coming through on the day. It was such a heavy moment. And then after the apology, you could hear an audible sigh throughout the crowd. And it was a humbling experience and something I don't think I'll ever forget. But, that is the significance of the apology, because it doesn't fix everything, but it's certainly a starting point for Te Nehine Hinui and the whānau of Ngāti Maniapoto to start the rebuild now.
Tēnā koe, Sam. Good talking with you. I look forward to another opportunity. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Sam Mikaere with us. He heads Te Nehine Hinui. He's the chief executive now Ngāti Maniapoto. That might be more accurate. Group chief executive.